ahead of the giveaway, we thought we'd talk about singing and particularly carol singing. Is it still a thing? Does anyone knock on the door still and start singing to you? Is that something you're going to do? We're joined in the studio by Peter Brisley, Megan Grimm and Cashie Francis, all the Rittle Singers. Good morning to you all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Wonderfully tuneful.
Good morning.
Who wants to start us off then with how and the benefits of choir singing?
Well, that's a big topic. The benefits of choir singing, I think, are huge, because it really brings people together, which a lot of things may do. But there's something quite spiritual and deep if you can actually find it within yourself. And it's something that's quite inclusive, because everyone can sing to some extent. People think, oh, I can't sing, but they'd be surprised themselves, and it really brings out great joy within you.
We
and
learned
community.
A bit of that yesterday. More on that in a few weeks on our show. Yeah, we'll keep listening to the breakfast show. Yeah. You'll hear that in a bit, Peter. Megan, do you still go door to door? Is that still a thing around this time of year?
I'd really like to. I haven't. I've actually only just moved to the area, and I thought I must get involved in a choir, because that's a great way to meet people and, as Peter was saying, all come together, especially at Christmas time. So I've got involved in the Rittle Singers, and we've got our Christmas concerts coming up, carol services, and yeah, I'd love to do some door-to-door caroling as well if we could.
So you're the newest member, youngest as well, or have you got some younger members as well?
Ooh, well, we don't take ages, but I guess, yeah, well...
I am probably the youngest there.
And why, you mentioned you just moved there, why did you think, what I'm going to do straight away, one of the first things I'm going to do when I move is join a choir?
I've always been in choirs, I love singing, and I think it's just a great way to really club together and sing things like carols. You're singing the same ones every year on year, you can all have that feeling of like mutual joy and excitement, and for me that's a really huge part of Christmas, is caroling and hearing your favourites, either whether that's singing along or listening.
It is a very magical time of year. You're all very up and lively. It's brilliant. Cashie, how did you get involved in it?
Well, it was something that was quite natural. When I heard music, I found that I could actually hear something within my head, and it developed, you know, and I could, it made an image of the music, what the background was. So, for example, hymns, I could immediately see what the composer had visualized, and I found that was really wonderful, and that got me into music. Fortunately, I could sing a note, so that helps.
It helps, yeah. But I mean, it is really pitch. I mean, anyone can. I mean, you do say some people can't sing, but some people do sing better than others. But even, you know, if it just makes you feel good, because if you've got a choir of, like, let's be honest, you've got a choir of about 40 or 50 people, the bad singers you don't really hear, do you?
Well, I suppose that's true in general. I did actually say I think anyone can surprise themselves that they can sing. I wasn't trying to say that anyone can't sing. It's true. I mean, there's all sorts of different choirs, of course, which suits different genres and different abilities.
What I'm saying is, if someone is the wort and feels they're completely tone deaf and they really cannot sing, they can still be and play a part in a choir.
Oh, that's true, without doubt. And they say they think they're tone deaf, but they probably just haven't. Haven't had the training or the ability or the confidence, if you like. They've been told at a young age that they can't sing a note, and that's stuck with them as a label, but it's almost certainly not true.
And Cashie, what's your favourite one to sing then, Gon? What do you like singing the most, if you had to pick a song?
Well, I was just thinking about it, and the strange thing was, it's the simplest of Christmas carols. It's just a simple hymn, and it's it came upon a midnight clear, and it had a huge impact when I was in primary school. When I learnt it for the first time, I could actually visualise the night sky full of angels singing, and I thought this was absolutely beautiful, and that was one of the incentives for starting to sing, really.
And how busy, just finally, how busy are you guys now in the run-up to Christmas? How often will you get together, and where will you sing?
Well, we get together every Monday. Sorry, I'm monopolising the microphone here. We actually have a concert coming up this weekend, which is pre-Christmas, not a Christmas concert. That's November the 16th in Rittle Church at 8 o'clock, 7:30 p.m. But then we'll be starting in earnest for the Christmas concert, which, as it happens, is on the same day as your concert. So it's all, that means we're in good company.
Yeah, carols and are plenty.
Carols are plenty. And that's it's great at this time of year, isn't it? So we're at on the 8th of December at 3:30 p.m. at 5 p.m. I'm confusing it with yours now. So we'll be full on rehearsing. Then we've got also a concert at Copps Hall, which is near Epping, if you know that, that's been refurbished. And we'll be doing a number of, there's a Rittle Tree concert, Rittle Christmas Tree Festival, where people put Christmas trees in the church, and we'll be singing that as well.
Lovely. Well, enjoy your busy season, and nice to talk to you. Thank you for coming in. It's Ben and Sonia on The Breakfast Show.